You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address for your questions and answers is anything@kera.org. And to start us off, a nice stack of questions from last week and this week and this morning even. Linda wants to know if anyone can recommend a safe way for the people and the environment to remove acres of mesquite trees and sprouts. She says that cutting them just causes more to pop up close by. Betty is wondering about the advertisement of prescription drugs. Betty says formerly it wasn't allowed, and who was responsible for the changed law which made the ads legal, and when and how was it done? She says, you know, we see so many prescription drug ads on television now, and she's just wondering when that change was made. Penny is wondering if there's anyone in the area who can repair a coveted glass dish that she has broken into several pieces. Vita is remarking on last week's question. Last week we had a question about what's the deal with the road surface on I-35E between really the whole stretch from Denton to Dallas because our emailer, Eric, the greatness of Eric, has been commuting on that stretch of road for 16 years. And he says it's just all of a sudden gotten so bad, especially between 635 and Loop 12, very potholy and really doesn't seem to be very very strong. We didn't get an answer on that. He was wondering if that maybe the state got a bad batch of road mix or something. But Vita also has a question about 35E from southbound from Highland Village into Addison, and she's been doing it for 18 years. Commuting it for 18 years. The highway, she says, has either been under construction or in disrepair almost the entire time. Does anyone know why? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Joyce in Dallas is wondering about the hearing-impaired population in the Dallas area or the Metroplex, specifically school-age children, and is wondering where to learn American Sign Language and about how long does it take. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. We'll start with Sean in Mansfield today. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon. I had a question concerning air travel.
Mm-hmm.
When you take off and land, they always pass the announcement saying that you need to turn off all unapproved electronic devices. And I was wondering, specific to an iPod, is it something that has an interference with the plane, or is it just more for you're more alert and receptive to the flight attendants if something were to happen?
I think your second, I would guess, and I'm no aviation official, obviously, but I would guess that because takeoffs and landings are the most crucial and quickly happening and dangerous times of a flight, they want your, you know, they want to be able to get your undivided attention if they need to give you instructions.
Okay.
You know, if you're flying at 35,000 feet and something goes wrong, you've got some time to
hopefully.
Get everybody's attention. Yeah, hopefully. You've got a little time to get everybody's attention if you've got to go down and make an emergency landing. But takeoff and landing, they want to be able to get your attention. That's my guess. They just don't want you to be distracted. But someone much more qualified than me, I'm sure, will help us out on that.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks
love your
calling.
Program.
Hey, thanks a lot. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Todd in Weatherford. Hello, Todd.
Thanks. Hey, my question is, and this is not for nefarious reasons or illegal reasons,
okay,
but I'm looking for a company that around the DFW area, probably within 80 miles would be fine, that sells lab equipment. And in particular, I'm looking for balance beam scales that go down to milligrams. It's for the aquarium hobby. I do planted aquariums.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, I know that and your sensitivity about it is well, is justified because there have been a lot of
exactly.
Yeah, stories. But we'll see if someone has a suggestion for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Paul in Rockwall wrote in last week and said, when rain and storm fronts approach from the west, the storms on radar will be seen to divide and go north and south of the DFW area, leaving a clear area over the Metroplex. He says this happens because of the heat engine effect of the Metroplex that heats and dries the air. His question is, to calculate the effect, the total energy consumed in the DFW area needs to be known. Does anyone know where this information is available? He says, I need to know the total megawatts per day, total gas consumption, et cetera. Does anybody know where to find that information? Amber and Addison emailed us last week and wants to know if anyone knows where to buy PAKZ in the North Dallas area, PAKZKI. She says, we moved here from Chicago this summer and we'll miss this Polish tradition next Tuesday. Well, I'm sorry we're a little late getting your question asked, Amber. We'll ask and see if anybody knows where to find, I'm probably saying it wrong, PAKZ in the Dallas, North Dallas area. Let's see, Kelly emailed us and writes, I noticed right after the snowstorm, when it all began to melt, that water levels on the Trinity River and other waterways began rising. So I wondered, what is the rain equivalent to 1 inch of snow? Kelly says, I'm thinking because of the density or the volume, the snow, the amount of snow doesn't equal the rain. Well, if you know that, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. I do think it depends on the how wet the snow is. If it's really, really dry, obviously there's less water in that snow and it sort of stands up taller. But if it's really wet, it's probably... But somebody will call us with the formula or knowledge. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Kurt in Dallas. Hello, Kurt.
Hi there. Yeah, the question is, in the word encyclopedia, when it's written, I believe the last, towards the end of the word, the letters E and I can't remember, but they're connected.
The A and the E, A and E.
Yeah, so I was just wondering why is that. I've asked, I don't know how many people.
Okay.
And never have given any clue at all, so.
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Very good. All right, thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Up next to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have a potential answer to the question about repairing a glass bowl that was broken.
Okay.
There's a place on Inwood Road. It's right about the corner of Lovers and Inwood, and it's called Art Restorations, Inc.
Okay.
I can't look up the number because I'm driving, but it's easy to find. And I've never taken anything there that they couldn't fix.
Hmm.
I've taken, like, Waterford... you know, glasses where you've got a little chip on the top and they can grind it down so you can't even tell. So they repair all kinds of things. So I would just suggest that they try there.
Sure. And what's it called again?
It's called Art Restorations, Inc.
And tell us one more time the cross streets there.
It's almost at the corner of Inwood and Lover's Lane.
Okay.
But it is on Inwood.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email anything at KERA.org. Bruce emailed us from Benbrook with a couple of questions. Where would you find the freshest air on Earth? He asks, would it be a remote island, the top of Everest, a pristine rainforest, etc.? I guess he means the cleanest or least polluted air, at least for this purpose. That's what we're going to go with. He also wants to know if the citric acid in a lemon slice acts as an antibacterial or germ killer. Could you use the lemon slice as a hand sanitizer if you have no water? And finally, he asks, why does it seem that singers with heavy accents lose their accent when they sing, like the Beatles, U2, the Rolling Stones? He said they all sound very American, Americans in quotes there, when they sing. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. And up next is Andrew in Dallas. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. I actually have potentially four answers for you. But my main call was about the pharmaceutical commercial.
Okay.
That happened after the deregulation of deregulation of the pharmaceutical industry after the Contract with America Congress came in 1994. So it happened somewhere after 1994, somewhere between 1994 and 1998, actually. And so they just basically rewrote the laws to allow them to advertise. And at the same time, they passed a law to allow them big liquor companies to advertise hard liquor. It used to be you'd never see like a Jack Daniels commercial, but now you do.
Right.
The other thing is for the snow, from what I understand, it's a 12-to-1 ratio of inches. So 12 inches of snow is 1 inch of rain, depending on how dry the snow is, like you said.
Sure.
Additionally, the encyclopedia question, it depends on how you spell it, but it's like the AE together is just the diphthong sound. And so sometimes it's spelled that way. So either way is correct.
Okay.
One last thing is the lemon slice can be used as a germ killer. I know that in, like, third world countries, when you do pruning of plants, it's best to clean your pruning shears and stuff with a lemon or a lime to remove the, whatever potential parasites that are growing on it. So when you go from plant to plant, you don't spread germs.
Right.
So it definitely can be used as a germ killer.
Is the stuff, the cleaning agent, is it in the peel or is it in the inner part of the fruit?
It's in the fruit itself. So the citric acid that's in the fruit actually acts as the antiseptic.
Okay, great. Andrew, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. A couple of answers that have come in. Brett says they have filled all the potholes on 35 in the last few days. He says, I did drive from Denton to Dallas during the week, and it got pretty brutal for a little while. Let's see. Carolyn, regarding the glass and china repair, Carolyn in Dallas suggests the New Asia Art Shop, New Asia Art Shop on Lover's Lane. And Laura says Brown Mountain Art and Antique Restoration in East Dallas, it's on Henderson, can repair ceramic, porcelain, glass, or crystal. That's Brown Mountain Art and Antique Restoration. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Doug in Dallas. Hello, Doug.
Yes, I got an answer on the 35E.
Okay.
One word, TxDOT.
Okay.
We've all seen the crews, 10 guys standing around watching two work.
Okay. Well, the question was, is there something up with that road that is causing it to deteriorate
so
rapidly? Great. Thanks for calling, Doug.
Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to Glenn in Dallas. Hello, Glenn.
Hi. I'm a flight attendant for a major airline.
Yes.
And the answer about the iPod and the electronic devices, there seems to be a fight over the FCC and the FAA over who has jurisdiction over that. The FCC governs all type of electronic devices and phone calls and things like that. And the FAA wants to know if it's safe, and the FCC won't sign off on it, and so therefore the FAA won't sign off for it. So it's always a contentious thing between those two. And until those two ever get together and sign off on that, then all electronic devices must be powered off for takeoff and landing. Even the latest casualties like the e-readers,
right,
those headphones, iPods, all of those do emit something. There was an article, I think, either in Time or Newsweek, one of those major magazines that had a whole article, a four-page article about every electronic device does emit something.
Sure.
And they just don't know if it really does interfere with the navigational systems of the aircraft. So therefore, since they don't know for sure, the FAA and the FCC both agree that no one's going to take responsibility for it. So therefore, it becomes federal guideline, or it may even be an FAR. I'm not sure about that. You can check the FAA website to see if it's an actual FAR. I believe it might be. But so the airlines do go ahead, and they just go ahead and adopt the policy saying all electronic devices. And the final, probably a note that the guy mentioned about safety, for the flight attendant's perspective, yes, it would be safer if we had everyone's attention on takeoff and landing.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Glenn, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye.
We did get an email on this also from Rachel, who writes, regarding iPods, the transmissions can interfere with radio signals going to the cockpit from the airport towers, and if the pilots cannot hear what they say or get some static due to this, they will have to have the towers repeat the info. But a delay in receiving important and time-sensitive information could be tragic, especially in the event of another plane doing an emergency landing. So, yeah, I think we can wait to turn our iPods on, I guess, until we get into a sort of a safer situation in takeoff and landing. It is anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, you're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at kera.org. A couple of answers to some questions from last week. Joe writes, in response to the question about the championship football games being called bowls, he says, I'm not sure if this is 100% correct, but when I asked the question as a child, this is what I was told. He says, once upon a time, all football fields were just the field with bleachers running down both sides. And then when they started building large stadiums like the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, they said they looked like giant fruit or cereal bowls, referring to the shape of field and stadium seating. So for whatever reason, the term bowl stuck. And Joe said, not completely sure if it's correct, but it sounds plausible to me. We also heard from Jasmine in Fort Worth about the gentleman who was suffering headaches caused by red wine. We had a caller at the end of the hour last week, and Jasmine said it's a common myth that headaches caused by red wine are caused by sulfites. However, a very small portion of the population suffers from sulfite allergy. She says, because the gentleman also suffers headaches after consuming beer, this leads me to believe that he may have a gluten allergy, and he should try drinking gluten-free beer. There is one on the market called Red Bridge. John was responding to the firewall question we had last week. He said, the firewall on the router protects your house from the outside world. The computer firewall protects the computer from the network. He says, so if your teenager gets their laptop infected at a friend's house and you turned off the firewall on your computer, you might have a problem. He says, run both. It won't hurt. And Ryan in Denton says, you're correct. There was someone on NPR last week talking about the snowfall in D.C. He mentioned that the density of the snow varies with the wetness. He said it could be anywhere from a few inches of snow to 1 inch of rain, all the way up to 20, 30, or even 40 inches of snow equal to 1 inch of rain. The denser, wetter snow, the snow, the more it compresses as it falls. He says, as for lemons, I wouldn't want to use a lemon as a sanitizer, as they have more sugar than many other fruits and would probably end up making your hands pretty sticky. And on sign language, let's see, Mary suggests Eastfield College of the Dallas Community College System and the Southwest Campus of the Tarrant County Community College system both have sign language programs, she says, or at least they did when I was in college a few years ago. And let's see, Randy in Lakewood says J.L. Long Middle School in Dallas has an American Sign Language class for middle school kids, and it's the only middle school in Texas that offers it. Scott says Collin College in Plano has a very extensive program in American Sign Language and is a center for education in the hearing impaired community in Dallas-Fort Worth. And on the mesquite trees, Garrett in Dallas says, I suggest contacting the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency office closest to you. They should be able to advise you as to the best practices for mesquite tree removal, and they can also advise you as to whether you are eligible for funds with which to execute and maintain this water conservation practice. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, and that's where we find Chad in Arlington. Hello, Chad.
Hello. I had an answer for the gentleman who asked about a balance or a lab supply company. There's a company in Mansfield called Thermal Scientific, and you can go to their website, thermalscientific.com, and find the contact number and information and give them a call. I think the balances might be on what's called a precursor permit.
Right.
So he may actually need a permit to actually purchase it.
Very good.
I'm not real sure, though.
Well, Chad, thanks so much for calling.
Not a problem. Thank you.
800-933-5372 is where we find Gabriel calling from Carrollton. Hello, Gabriel.
How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, quick question. As a sign company, are there any legal advice that I can get, even in the event that a customer provides a work order? They provide a design of the of what they're going to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any repercussions in the event that a sign company decides to manufacture the same design that I provide them? And pretty much any legal advice on that matter.
So you're the customer, and you provide it. You say hypothetically, you provide a design to a sign company, and then they make it for you, and then you find out later that they're making it for other people as well.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get some advice for you. And you know, of course, you could. As I always say, you know, we don't give out legal advice necessarily that you should take without talking to your own attorney first.
Exactly.
But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Awesome. Thank you very
much. 800-933-5372. Up next is Pulkesi in Plano. Hello, Pulkesi.
Hey, Jeff. A question I had was around the springs that I see in Plano. So I live close to Spring Creek.
Okay.
And I want to know if the creek that I see there is actual spring water, or is it just runoff or drainage?
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Love the show.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. This came in from Shirley in Duncanville. She says, I was playing with a new camera in my car a few weeks ago, trying to learn about it while I was waiting for my husband outside of Home Depot, and it must have looked like I was taking pictures of people walking around. A woman came up to me and told me it was unlawful to take pictures of people without their permission, and I explained what I was doing, that I'd not actually taken any pictures. So she went on her way, but it made me wonder if it's really unlawful to take pictures of people in the public. Shirley says, I thought it was a public place with not reasonable expectation of privacy. Does anyone know? She says, I understand because she had her daughter with her, but was she right? Call us, 800-933-5372. Nicole, somewhere in North Texas, is wondering about the transition music that's played between shows and segments. She says, I was listening to All Things Considered on Wednesday or Thursday of last week, and near 5 o'clock, there was a beautiful clip of piano cello music that was played. How would I find out what piece that was? Well, Nicole, if you go to npr.org, and you can go to the All Things Considered page, the show page for All Things Considered, and they usually have a rundown of each day's show, so you can pick a day, and when they play those transition music buttons, they call them, they list what they are, and there's usually a link there too, which will take you right to Amazon or iTunes. Someone has written in, someone anonymous, wondering if Kinky Friedman is running for governor this year. He's running for agriculture commissioner. He was running for governor, and early on, like back in the early fall, I think, and then he chose to run for agriculture commissioner instead. Daphne has emailed us at anything@kera.org, writing, my mother lives near a creek and is having an awful time with ants in her home, even this winter. She does not want to kill the songbirds or geckos, so poison is not an option. We've tried diatomaceous earth and soda. Does anyone have any other non-chemical, I guess, or non-poisonous suggestions? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Up next is Mary in Fort Worth. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I had an answer for the person who was calling about why people tend to lose their accents when they sing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that we sing much more slowly than we speak, and we settle on what's usually the most pleasant-sounding vowel in a vowel combination. And it's those vowel combinations that are called diphthongs that often identify our accent as from a particular area. And so when you're singing, unless it's extremely quickly,
right,
you're going to settle on a pure vowel rather than a mix of vowels.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Abraham in Dallas. Are you with us, Abraham?
Hey, Jeff. I like your show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Pretty good. My question is, I was just trying to figure out a person or any school around Dallas and Fort Worth area who can teach Dutch language.
For Dutch?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll ask and see if anyone has a suggestion for you.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Love the show.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything@kera.org. And that's where this comes from, Catherine, who's answering the question about Polish food in North Texas. She says, I know exactly where you need to go. I, too, am from Chicago and from Polish descent, and I stumbled upon this place in Plano. It's a small cafe and grocery, and they serve Polish cuisine. It's in a shopping center located behind Poncho's, and it's called 4U Cafe on West Parker Road, 910 West Parker Road in Plano. 4U Cafe, 910 West Parker Road in Plano. And she says it's behind Poncho's. Let's see. This is from an anonymous emailer who writes, I'm a commercial helicopter pilot here in DFW, and while certain types of electronics, cell phones, etc., can interfere with radio transmissions, the regulation is under Code of Federal Regulations 14, Part 91.21. But our emailer says, as a practical matter, iPods do not interfere with radio transmissions in the cockpit, but it is a federal regulation to turn them off. Aaron, writing from the SMU area, says, I expect you'll probably find the cleanest air in Northern Europe. It says, Finland, Norway, Switzerland, and Sweden all have a number of cities included on the list of the cleanest and best cities in the world. Helsinki, Finland has been named the least polluted city worldwide. Some of the factors that play a part in achieving this level of clean air are effective environmentally mass transit, clean and eco-friendly manufacturing, and greener options for waste disposal. It says in terms of absolutely sterile air, there are plenty of laboratories that maintain these kinds of artificial environments. 800-933-5372. Up next is Ed in Denton. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Jeff. I have an answer for the encyclopedia question.
Okay.
That AE stuck together, I can't remember what it's called. It's part of the linguistic alphabet. And linguists will use those, they're basically letters or symbols to identify different sounds that vowels and consonants will make in different words. So they can use one symbol to differentiate the sound that O makes in no or K-N-O-W versus now N-O-W,
right.
Just to avoid any kind of confusion. So if they're trying to show someone how to pronounce a word, they have a symbol that talks about that exact pronunciation, which is, I'm not exactly sure why it's in encyclopedia the way it is, because if I remember right, the A-E is the long I sound, like in might or night.
Hmm, okay. Well, thanks for calling, Ed.
Sure thing.
We also got an email from Ben in Dallas about this. He said, the symbol your caller is referring to is called a ligature. That is a typographic combination of the letters A and E. It says it originates from Greek and Latin and is still used as a letter in some Cyrillic languages today. In English, the symbol is usually referred to by the name ash. Ben says you'll find it used in words like aesthetics, encyclopedia, eon, demon, medieval, and archaeology. But usually in the U.S., these words are spelled with an E in place of the ash symbol. Let's see. Laura says, I'm a former meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and here is the table for meltwater snowfall. The rain equivalent depends on the temperature when the snow fell. And let's see. Laura sent a web address, but if you go to NOAA.gov and search for it, you can probably find it. And let's see. Bram says, from everything I can tell, the potholes occurred because of the recent freeze-thaw-freeze cycle. But this is, according to our emailer, Eric, it's been going on for a lot longer, and he just was wondering specifically about that area between 635 and Loop 12 on 35. The number is 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Angelo in Fort Worth. Hello, Angelo.
Hi. In reference to red light traffic cameras,
mm-hmm.
Can an unpaid fine be reported to credit reporting agencies?
Hmm.
And also, I wanted to just say diphthong to be the third person.
Very good. And we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Chris in Athens. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Love the show.
Thanks.
I have a question, and actually I have an answer from when I was listening. The lady with the ant problem can try dried grits. I've heard that will, you sprinkle that out, and it will kill the ants, eat it, and their bodies can't process it, and it swells up with moisture.
Okay.
So dried grits might kill the ants.
Okay.
But the question I have is, when I'm listening to the radio station, they list the other broadcasting stations in the area, like in Denton and Wichita Falls and Tyler, and the call letters are completely different. What is the reason for that?
Those are repeater transmitters. So in Sherman and Wichita Falls and in Tyler, there's actually another transmitter that's not the KERA transmitter. And the FCC requires us to identify those a certain number of times a day. You know, you hear... you're listening to 90.1 KERA, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, every hour, somewhere within a few minutes of the top of the hour, because that's an FCC requirement for a radio operator to identify their call letters and their channel number and the major cities that they serve. So we have these repeater transmitters, and in Tyler it's K261CW, and it's 100.1. And so that's just the name of that transmitter.
It's the same exact signal. It's just almost like a signal booster. You're just kind of bouncing it over there and broadcasting from there.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
It's got its own sort of radius of broadcast that's been approved by the FCC. And, you know, we have one in Wichita Falls and one in Sherman as well, because people, you know, people listen there but we have to identify it.
I love it, and I think it's neat because it's the exact same programming. It's not a unique programming.
It's the same. It's the same as KERA. It's the same radio programming. Yes.
Right. Well, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Candace in Fort Worth. Hello, Candace.
Yes, good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have a question. I'm sorry, I have an answer with regard to the ants.
Okay.
Although the I may have to try the grits that the previous caller mentioned. My dad always used borax, and it's the kind of greenish box that you find over with the other laundry helping things.
20 Mule and, Team Borax, I believe.
I'm sorry?
20 Mule Team Borax is one of the
That's
brands.
That's right.
Yep.
And he said it's toxic to them, and what we always did is put it around the windowsill and around the edges between the backsplash and the counters. It was a problem.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling.
Although I don't know what effect it would have on the geckos, but if you have a lot of geckos in the house, that would be a problem. But
right.
Outside, I don't think so.
Great. All right, thanks for calling, Candace.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see, Bill, writing from, well, it doesn't say, but I think Bill's in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Thanks for writing, Bill. So speaking of transition music, I want to know the name of the tune, and I love it when I can actually answer one of these, so I'm going to give a stab at this one. The tune that's played during morning marketplace if the market's down. He says they play Where in the Money if it's up, and don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing if it's mixed, but I really like the one that's played when it's down. It's Stormy Weather I believe it's Stormy Weather is the tune. Please, please correct me. I know you will if I'm wrong. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. A couple more questions before we go to a break here. Katie's looking for a place in the Arlington-Fort Worth area that will accept old expired medications for disposal. She says they cannot be thrown away or flushed. Would appreciate any tips someone could offer. Nicole in Dallas says, my husband and I just returned from a road trip. In addition to the usual weigh stations for trucks, we passed through several weigh-in-motion areas alongside apparently unmanned weigh stations. There appears to be some kind of device overhead, but I have no idea if there's something under the road as well. How does a weigh-in-motion system actually calculate the weight of a truck and its freight? I think we've had this question before, but please call us with the answer, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone numbers 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Liz and Keller writes, my husband was once fluent in Cantonese, even though he's not Chinese, but his language is starting to suffer because he has no one to speak with. In the spirit of the Chinese New Year celebration, does anyone know of any Cantonese-speaking organizations in the DFW area? Liz says, so far all I've been able to find is Mandarin. Paul in Fort Worth writes, I'm recently become interested in politics and have a great love for the U.S. to the extent that I may consider public office. After 8 years in the Marine Corps and having served in Iraq, I feel my reputation might be helpful. What are my options for running for office and what position should I consider? And how would I start out? I think you'd start out with your your county party office, probably volunteering and working because that, you know, would be a great way to know how you know, campaigns are put together, and how they get off the ground, and that would you'd also be able to meet a lot of people too, that are involved heavily involved in politics. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to John in Fort Worth. Hello, John.
Hey, I've got an answer for the lady about photography in public places.
Sure.
There is no law against taking pictures in public places. Otherwise, every tourist would be up for a lawsuit, I guess. But yeah, there is laws against publishing the images of people taken in public places, but you do have to have some type of permission to be able to publish those.
Yeah, you need a release form, or you need to have a sign that they had to have seen that said, hey, we're shooting photographs or video here, and you might end up on television, the web, et cetera, if you walk through here.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, great. John, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We got a lot of emails about this too, and pretty much everyone says that you can take pictures. Doug says you can take pictures of anyone that's in a public place and even post license plate photos online. Let's see, Evie says it is not illegal for someone to take your picture and use it for their own use. And Evie says, as far as publishing it, that would be a different story. Let's see. Jeff's a photojournalism major at UT Austin. Says you can take pictures of anybody if they're in public setting. The parking lot of a Home Depot would qualify as a public setting. And David in Plano says it's perfectly legal to take pictures of anything if it's in a public place. Note that sometimes, he says, the police also get this wrong and get upset at having their pictures taken or think you're taking pictures of sensitive sites, but it says if it's public, you can shoot it. 800-933-5372 is where we find Chuck in Dallas. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. Thanks for taking my question.
You bet.
My wife has box turtles,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to find out what is the distinction between land turtles and tortoises.
Land turtles versus tortoises. Okay. We'll ask, and surely somebody will get us an answer, if not today, next week.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Let's talk next to Carrie in Dallas. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, yes, Carrie. I had a comment on the deal about the 35 and the potholes forming. Back in the late 70s, U.S. 75 or Central was just four lanes, and mm-hmm. they repaired it over and over. The same thing happened to that surface one winter, and it was apparently the water got between the layers of the top covering of asphalt, I guess, and separated, and it was potholes overnight. So maybe the same condition exists there.
And that's why they've gone to concrete on most of the highways, I would say.
Right, they had done over and over repairs with the asphalt. I had another comment on the Spring Creek. I believe the fellow was wanting to know where the source was. I live in Plano right off of Spring Creek, and that creek is fed by both runoff from the surrounding what used to be wheat fields forever, mm-hmm. and we have a spring behind our place. It's even mentioned on the historical marker there at Spring Creek, and I know that feeds it, so really it's not just one source. It would be, you know, accumulation of the spring and regular runoff to feed a creek, Spring Creek anyway. So.
Very good. Well, thanks, Carrie, for calling.
Sure. All right. Great show. Thanks.
800-933-5372. A couple of answers that have come in to anything at KERA.org. Ben in Dallas says, copyright law is very clear on your sign art question. It says, if you make any creative work, digital or otherwise, you own the copyright to that art and all rights to use it, except those that you specifically transfer to someone else. So, in your caller's case, if the sign maker created that art for a particular sign, it can be inferred that he licensed his client to use that art for that sign. But unless it's mentioned in the contract, the client cannot assume they have the right to use that same art in the future for other signs or other purposes. It says, for more information on copyrights and intellectual property, contact the Graphic Artists Guild or the American Institute for Graphic Arts. Roy in Fort Worth says, it seems there'll never be one single place with the freshest air on earth because of the prevailing winds. It says, therefore, what could be the freshest air on earth won't be for the next minute. It says, I can remember sandstorms from Colorado and even pollution all the way from China making the air in North Texas dirty. Kay in Dallas says, the Stones, the Beatles, etc. grew up listening to American blues artists and 50s rock and roll performers from the U.S. The songs they wrote had those musical roots, and the resulting singing style would have made English accents sound stilted or inorganic. When either band did more ballad-like songs or sections of songs, their native accents came through more readily. Okay, and a couple more suggestions on the ant issue. Suzanne says, cinnamon is a substance that ants avoid and will not cross. Mike in Dallas says, try maltamil. It also swells in the ants' guts to kill them. He says, I've killed off several fire ant mounds this way over the past 12 years after seeing a reprint of an article from Mother Earth News. Shelley in Cedar Hill says, I got this tip from a friend. Follow the ants' trails to wherever they are coming to the house and then fill the hole with caulk. You may have to follow ants around for a few days, but eventually they'll stop finding their way in. 800-933-5372. Up next is Sal in DeSoto. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
I heard about 3 weeks ago on the cable channel that the Queen of Sheba, she's from Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
even though I thought she's from modern Yemen, because Sheba is like Saba in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, is she from Yemen or is she from Ethiopia?
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk next to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm commenting on trying to get geckos out of your house. In Palm South America, the Caribbean and Mexico, geckos are considered to be good luck in the house, and it may be because they kill ants.
Right, and I don't think we had a question about getting the geckos out, although in the past when we've gotten on this topic, Susan, you should know that we have had calls from people who had an infestation of geckos in their house. So I guess for some, it would
exactly.
be preferable to not have thousands of geckos in their house. So,
well, maybe put them in a box and take them down to the nearest Safeway and sell them.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you. Bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Rachel says, I've worked in credit repair for a year and a half now, processing the reports, and I have not seen any red light violations, but I do see a lot of parking tickets and evasion of tolls that get put through collections. RJ says, yes, the stoplight, the automated stoplight cameras can report to credit bureaus and will. Because they can't be prosecuted through the city, from my understanding. So you can't get an arrest warrant issued for non-payment, but they can file it with your credit report. Kelly in Frisco says you can take expired medications to most physicians' offices or pharmacies, and they will properly dispose of them. And we've also had the suggestion that, I don't remember where I saw this originally, but they were saying to mix it with, you know, cat litter. Not pristine cat litter, but the other kind. The used cat litter that you're throwing away because no one's going to... Oh, and here, Barb in Plano says, my pharmacist told me to mix medications with coffee grounds or kitty litter to dispose of them. And Elizabeth says, Mission Arlington near UTA takes expired meds and gives them to patients who need them at their free clinic. She says, I'm a med student and volunteer there many times. It's a great resource for the uninsured. And it's Mission Arlington near UTA. Mary says, you're right. It is stormy weather. The bad market, marketplace music is stormy weather. And Mark responds to the red wine headache question. Although the red wine headache is recognized as a legitimate phenomenon, its cause is not known. It says tannins in red wine are a prime suspect, but not the only suspect. As for sulfites, he writes, which are present in both red and white wines, the U.S. FDA estimates 1% of the U.S. population is allergic to sulfites. For those with this allergy, sulfites in both varieties of wine cause an allergic reaction that usually involves skin rash or respiratory difficulty. Sulfite levels are lower in wine made from organically grown grapes and even lower in wine that is produced organically from start to finish. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to RJ in Argyle. Hello, RJ.
How you doing, Jeff?
Doing
great
well.
Job. Great show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I had a quick comment on a letter that I just caught you reading the end of it, and it's regarding the cell phones on airplanes. Yes, it can be a hazard, and it does generate interference in the digital waves in both the GPS systems and navigation and also communications. It introduces what they call digital jitter, and if you've ever been in a recording studio, the first thing they ask you to do is to turn off your cell phones because most of the modern recording equipment is digital. And it can affect the equipment, and you do hear it.
Yeah, it sounds something like da-dick, 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 like that when your cell phone is getting a signal.
Right. Well, your cell phone is reading radio waves, essentially, or microwaves.
Right.
And what happens is that those microwaves can interfere or introduce what they call digital jitter to a clock source.
Great. Well, thanks for calling, RJ.
No problem. All right. Take care. Bye.
Let's talk next to Adrian in Euless. Hello, Adrian.
Hi. Yeah, I also had a response to the expired medications or what to do with them when you're finished.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, yes, the FDA does recommend you can either use used coffee grounds or used kitty litter, anything to render the drug unusable, and then place that in the trash. But in addition to that, many cities locally, including Fort Worth, I know for sure, has a place for drop-off of hazardous materials, and they will accept them there as well.
Oh, okay.
And so she may want to check with the city of Arlington. I know where I live, they do it like once a month or once a quarter. But I know the city of Arlington, the city of Fort Worth, actually, if you go to their website, they have one on Bridge Street, and you could find it, the directions on their website under the water department.
And it's the hazardous home chemical drop-off place.
Yes, so they could also take their medications there.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
800-933-5372. Time for a few more, a few more calls. Let's talk next to Louie in Plano. Hello, Louie.
I have a response to the question about Cantonese organization.
Yes.
Yeah, I live in Plano, and there is a Chinese school in Plano for kids, and the primary focus is usually using Cantonese as the primary language. And
oh, really?
The name of the, the name is Merit Chinese School, and you can look that up from their website, Merit Chinese School.
Merit Chinese School. Thank you so much, Louis.
All right, you're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. A couple questions we haven't gotten to, but hopefully we can get answers for next time. Michael in Fort Worth says, before the changeover on Texas license plates, I had yet to see the letter A. Is there a reason why? Let's see. Jose wants to know if anyone knows the total cost of the governor's mansion remodel, including the cost of the temporary residence. Shannon's wondering what's the music that we're borrowing for this show, and it's Dave Brubeck. It's a really great Dave Brubeck song. And let's see, there's a couple more calls here. Let's get a couple more answers as well. Dan in Rockwall. Hello, Dan.
Hey, on the ant question, I've got one thing. Years ago, KERA had a one of the prizes was something from the organic gardener. I can't remember his name right now. Sperry.
Howard Garrett.
That's right. That's right. And he, one of the cards in there was about a pest repellent, and it said that if you take chewing tobacco and boil it, you know, to get the juice out, mm-hmm. and pour that around, that gives insects diarrhea. I don't, I haven't, you know, I'm not a bug guy, but that's what he said.
Very good.
And then on the one where somebody was saying follow the ants around and plug the holes where they're coming in, if you're in a brick house, those are weep holes, and they're very, very important, and if you fill those with caulk, you're creating a major problem for your house because that's where the water's supposed to come out.
Oh, okay. So don't fill those with caulk.
Right.
Great. Well, Dan, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. And let's see. We get one more quick call from Xavier in Dallas. Hello, Xavier.
Hi. This is Javier.
Javier, sorry.
I'm answering the question about why the British singers adopt American accents.
We got about 10 seconds. I apologize.
Okay. My theory is that basically they're when they get on stage, they start acting. They get into character for their bands, and part of that character is the American accent.
Great. Hey, Javier, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
All right. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by yours truly. Nilofer Arsala is our engineer. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you very much, Fiona. And our associate producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you as well, Betsy. You can download episodes of the show for free at KERA.org. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything@kera.org. Again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.